Roll your thumb across the screen on your phone for a second. That little motion, swipe, tap, pinch to zoom, you don't think about it anymore. Your kid does it before they can read. Now ask yourself why the panel in front of you in the airplane doesn't work that way. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about a flight deck that's trying to close that gap. Not someday, it's being built right now, and it's already been selected for airplanes you'll be reading about for the next decade. It's called Honeywell Anthem. And whether you love the idea or it makes the hair on your neck stand up, it tells you exactly where the cockpit is headed. Let's break this down. Before we get into it, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot. Instrument rated, CFI. The whole journey in a coin that's beautifully made and built to last. If you've got a milestone coming up or somebody in your hangar who just earned one, that's AviationSoul.com. So what actually is Anthem? Honeywell announced it back in 2021, and the headline they led with was the one that gets everybody's attention. They called it the first cloud-connected flight deck. Now, that phrase does a lot of work, and most people hear it, and immediately picture something it isn't. So let me be precise about what they mean. Anthem is a full integrated avionics suite. Displays, flight management, communication, navigation, the works. The thing that makes it different from the glass panel in a modern business jet or a new Cessna is the software architecture underneath it. It's built the way a smartphone is built. There's an operating system layer, and on top of that, applications. And those applications can be updated, swapped, and added over the life of the airplane without ripping out a single box. Here's what most people miss. When you buy a glass cockpit today, even a brand new one, you're essentially buying a finished product. The software was locked, tested, and certified as a package. Updating it is a real event. It means a service bulletin, a shop visit, a technician with a laptop and a specific data card, and a lot of paperwork. The database for your charts and your terrain, sure, that cycles every 28 days. But the actual capability of the system, what the buttons do, what the screens can show you, that's frozen in time at the moment it was certified. Anthem is trying to break that model. The pitch is that your flight deck gets better while you own it. New feature comes out, you get it pushed to the airplane, the way an update lands on your phone overnight. That's the promise. Hold that word, promise, because we're going to come back to it. The data tells an interesting story about why Honeywell built it this way. And it's not really about pilots wanting prettier screens, it's about who's buying. Think about who's designing brand new airplanes right now. It's not just the legacy manufacturers, it's the electric vertical takeoff and landing crowd, the air taxi startups. The new hydrogen and hybrid players. These companies are run by people who came up in software and consumer technology, and they look at the traditional avionics development cycle, and they don't understand why it takes that long or costs that much. They want to design an aircraft and configure the flight deck the way you'd configure a piece of software: scalable, modular, connected. So look at who actually signed up. Lilium, the German electric jet company, selected Anthem before the program was even public. Vertical Aerospace, the British air taxi outfit, put it in their VX4 Supernal. That's Hyundai's air taxi arm, signed on. And on the more conventional side, Honeywell's been clear. They're aiming this at everything from business jets down to general aviation and up into the commercial transport space eventually. The architecture is supposed to scale across all of it. Same core, different size screens, different application loadout. That scalability is the engineering heart of the whole thing. One software foundation that a manufacturer can dress up for a four-seat air taxi or a long-range business jet. If you're Honeywell, you build the platform once and you sell it into a dozen aircraft programs. That's the business case, and it's a good one. Now let's talk about what it actually does for the person flying. The interface is the part you'd notice first. It's touchscreen driven, designed to feel like the devices we already use every day. Honeywell's argument here is a human factors argument. And it's worth taking seriously. The pilots coming into these new aircraft, especially the air taxis, may not be career aviators with 10,000 hours behind steam gauges. The interface needs to be intuitive enough that training time comes down and the workload in the cockpit comes down with it. They've talked about cutting pilot training time significantly. Whether that number holds up in the real world, we'll see. But the design intent is clear. Make the machine speak a language the operator already knows. Then there's the connectivity itself, and this is where it gets genuinely interesting for those of us who think about systems. An always-connected flight deck isn't just about software updates. It's about data flowing both directions. the airplane can pull information in. Live weather, traffic, the freshest possible picture of what's around you, and the airplane can send information out. Health and usage data about the engines and systems streaming to the operator's maintenance team in real time. For a fleet operator, that second part is the quiet revolution. Predictive maintenance. Instead of pulling a component on a fixed schedule or waiting for it to fail, you watch the data trend and you service the part right before it would have given you trouble. Airlines have been chasing this for years with bolt-on systems. Anthem bakes it into the flight deck from the start. Okay, I've given you the promise. Now I owe you the honest other side, because that's the deal on this show. We don't hype vaporware without caveats. Caveat number one, and it's the big one. The word connected should make every safety-minded pilot pause. The instant you connect a flight-critical system to the outside world, you have opened a door, and the question becomes how well you've guarded it. Cybersecurity in avionics is not a theoretical concern. It is one of the hardest problems in the entire program, and the certification authorities know it. Honeywell will tell you correctly that the flight-critical functions are walled off from the connected functions. The part of the system that keeps you in the air is not the same part that's downloading an update. That separation, that partitioning, is exactly what has to be proven to the regulators in exhaustive detail. It's doable, it's being done. But anyone who waves away the security question is not being straight with you. Caveat number two. That beautiful phone-style update model runs straight into the wall of aviation certification, and that wall exists for very good reasons. When Honeywell or an aircraft manufacturer wants to push a new feature to the flight deck, that feature still has to be certified by the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, or its European counterpart, before it can touch a function that matters for safety. You're not getting an overnight update that changes how your flight management system sequences an approach the way you get a new emoji on your phone. The regulatory framework for continuous software updates to certified avionics is still being worked out. Honeywell is essentially helping write that playbook as they go. So the dream of a flight deck that evolves every few weeks is real in architecture, but constrained hard by the pace of certification. The truth is, somewhere in between the marketing and the skeptic, and it's going to take years to find out exactly where. Caveat number three, the timeline. This is the one I want you to hold on to. Anthem was announced in 2021. It's real. It's flying in test. It's been selected by multiple programs, but several of the aircraft it was supposed to debut in have hit turbulence of their own. Lilium, one of the marquee customers, ran into deep financial trouble. The air taxi sector as a whole has had a brutal reckoning with how long and how expensive certification really is. So when you ask, when will I see Anthem in a cockpit I can actually fly? The honest answer is that it's tied to the fate of the airplanes it lives in, and those airplanes are on their own long, uncertain road. The flight deck might be ready before the aircraft are. Here's how I'd put the whole thing in perspective. Anthem is not really a product you can evaluate in isolation. It's a bet on a different philosophy of what a cockpit is. The old philosophy says the flight deck is a finished, frozen, certified object, and its stability is a feature, not a bug. You want the thing in front of you to behave exactly the same on its last flight as it did on its first. There's real wisdom in that. Predictability is safety. The new philosophy says the flight deck should be a living platform that improves over time, that talks to the world, that learns from the fleet. There's real power in that too. The airplane that gets smarter every year instead of slowly going obsolete. Both of those things are true at once. And the engineering challenge of the next decade is figuring out how to get the benefits of the second without giving up the safety of the first. That's the actual story here, not the touchscreen. The touchscreen is easy. The hard part is connectivity and stability, living in the same box, certified, trusted, and bulletproof. And look, if you're flying a 30-year-old airplane with a six-pack of round gauges, and you're wondering whether any of this touches your life, here's the honest connection. It does, eventually, the same way fuel injection and electronic ignition trickled down from the high end. The architecture being proven at the top, in the business jets and the air taxis, is the architecture that shapes what shows up in the certified single-engine market 10 and 15 years from now. The connected cockpit isn't coming for your airplane next year, but the ideas being tested in Anthem are the ideas your next panel upgrade will be built on. That's how this industry has always worked. Watch the top of the market to see your own future. So, is Anthem the future of the cockpit? My honest read, the architecture, the modular connected software-defined approach, almost certainly yes. That's where everything is going, not because it's trendy, but because the economics and the human factors both point the same direction. The specific timeline and the specific airplanes, much less certain. Some of the programs banking on it will make it, some won't. The flight deck may outlive several of the aircraft that were supposed to introduce it to the world, and the thing I'll be watching most closely isn't the screen or the apps. It's that line between connected and protected. Get that right, prove it to the regulators, prove it to pilots, and the connected cockpit changes everything. Get it wrong even once, and the whole idea sets back years. That's the hinge the entire concept turns on. My thanks to Honeywell's own program briefings and to the reporting from Aviation Week and AVWeb for the details on where Anthem stands. If you want the show notes and the rest of the episodes, they're at radiohanger.com. The next time your phone updates itself while you sleep, think about what it would take to do that to an airplane and do it safely. That gap, that's the whole engineering problem, and it's one of the best ones in aviation right now. I'm Vector. Keep thinking about how it works.